Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Democracy and Truth, A Short History by Sophia Rosenfeld examines a tension that feels intensely modern, but has deeper roots how democratic societies decide what counts as true. Rather than treating truth as a fixed philosophical concept, Rosenfeld traces the changing ways people in Europe and the United States have argued about facts, public opinion, expertise, and legitimacy. The book connects major political transformations such as revolutions, mass suffrage, party politics, and the rise of the modern media environment with shifting expectations about evidence and persuasion. It also shows how democratic ideals like equality and popular sovereignty can both strengthen and destabilize shared standards of knowledge. Written as a concise intellectual and political history, the work helps readers understand why debates over misinformation, propaganda, and trust in institutions repeatedly surface when power is dispersed across citizens. Rosenfeld ultimately frames today's conflicts as part of a long struggle to balance openness and accountability with credible public knowledge. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the democratic problem of who gets to define truth. A central theme is the built-in friction between democracy and authoritative truth-making. Democracy spreads political power broadly and insists that ordinary people deserve a voice. Yet stable public decision-making also depends on some shared methods for sorting reliable claims from dubious ones. Rosenfeld highlights how this tension emerges when citizens challenge elites, when leaders invoke the will of the people against established knowledge, and when institutions claim special authority based on training or access to information. The book tracks how legitimacy shifts from inherited status to popular consent and how that shift complicates the status of experts, clergy, and state officials who once served as default arbiters. In democratic settings, contestation becomes a virtue, but it can also erode agreement on basic facts. Rosenfeld's historical approach helps readers see that conflicts over truth are not merely moral failures or technological accidents. They are recurring features of political systems that prize participation, skepticism of hierarchy, and open debate. The topic clarifies why democracies continually renegotiate the boundaries between free expression, responsible leadership, and credible public standards of evidence. Secondly, public opinion as evidence and as a weapon. Rosenfeld explores how public opinion became both a source of political authority and a contested indicator of reality. As democratic ideas expanded, the concept of the people's judgment gained power, shaping elections, legislation, and legitimacy itself. But once public opinion is treated as decisive, actors have incentives to manufacture it, perform it, or claim it. This topic follows the growth of pamphlets, newspapers, political clubs, and later mass media as tools for persuasion and mobilization. It also shows how counting and measuring opinion to petitions, polling, and other techniques can look like neutral fact gathering, while still embedding assumptions about whose voices matter and how questions are framed. The book connects these practices to the broader question of truth when the majority believes something. Is it therefore true or merely influential? Rosenfeld emphasizes that public opinion can function as a democratic check on power, while also becoming a battlefield where rhetoric overwhelms verification. Understanding this history helps explain why modern democracies swing between celebrating popular judgment and fearing mass delusion or manipulation. Thirdly, the rise of facts, statistics, and professional expertise. Another major topic is the modern elevation of facts and specialized knowledge as a foundation for governance. Rosenfeld traces how statistical thinking, bureaucratic record-keeping, and professional disciplines promised a more objective basis for public decisions. These tools help states manage populations, economies, and public health, and they offer democratic reformers ways to expose corruption and argue for evidence-based policy. Yet the same developments could distance decision-making from citizens, creating a technocratic style of authority that seems to bypass debate. The book highlights how expertise can be both democratizing and anti-democratic democratizing when it creates common reference points that anyone can evaluate, and anti-democratic when it becomes a closed language accessible only to insiders. Rosenfeld also shows that facts are not self-interpreting. Choices about what to measure, what to categorize, and what counts as relevant evidence reflect social values and political goals. By situating expertise historically, the topic illuminates why contemporary conflicts about science, data, and credentialed authority often mirror older disputes about who deserves trust and how transparency should work in a democratic public sphere. Fourthly, free speech, the press, and the struggle over persuasion. Democratic cultures depend on communication, and Rosenfeld examines how expanding speech and press freedoms reshaped ideas of truth. The promise of open debate is that falsehoods will be challenged and better arguments will prevail. But the reality of competitive persuasion includes propaganda, sensationalism, and strategic emotional appeals. This topic looks at how the infrastructure of public communication changes what people take to be credible, from early partisan print to modern mass circulation media and beyond. Rosenfeld emphasizes that truth in democratic life often emerges not from certainty but from processes of scrutiny, rebuttal, and accountability. Those processes require norms and institutions, such as standards for reporting, expectations of good faith, and legal frameworks that protect expression while discouraging harm. The book also highlights a dilemma: restricting speech may protect the public from deception, yet it risks empowering authorities to decide what citizens may hear. Leaving speech entirely unregulated can invite powerful interests to dominate attention and distort deliberation. Rosenfeld's history helps readers see that debates over censorship, platform power, and media trust are continuations of long-running arguments about persuasion and the conditions under which public discussion can support democratic truth-seeking. Lastly, crisis narratives. When democracy fears its own epistemic collapse, Rosenfeld addresses a recurring democratic habit, declaring a crisis of truth. In different eras, commentators have warned that the public is being misled, that institutions are failing, or that political conflict has dissolved the possibility of shared reality. This topic examines why such alarms are persistent and what they reveal about democratic expectations. Because democracies rely on consent and contestation, they are especially sensitive to doubts about legitimacy and information integrity. When elections are close, when social change accelerates, or when new media disrupts authority, anxieties about deception intensify. Rosenfeld's historical lens suggests that today's concerns about misinformation, conspiracy thinking, and polarized realities echo earlier moments when new forms of mass politics or mass communication seem to overwhelm older standards of verification. The point is not to downplay current dangers, but to contextualize them. By tracing patterns, the book encourages readers to ask which parts of the problem are structural features of democracy and which are contingent failures of institutions, education, or incentives. This perspective supports more realistic reforms aimed at strengthening trustworthy processes rather than longing for an impossible era of uncontested truth. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a historically grounded way to think about misinformation, distrust in institutions, and polarization without reducing the problem to a single villain or a purely technological cause. Students and general readers interested in political history, media history, intellectual history, and democratic theory will find a compact narrative that connects big ideas to practical political developments. The benefit is clarity. Rosenfeld helps you see that conflicts over facts and authority are not a sudden rupture but a long-running struggle within democratic life. That insight can make readers more discerning about claims that democracy is uniquely broken today, and more attentive to how institutions, incentives, and communication norms shape what societies accept as knowledge. Compared with many contemporary books focused narrowly on social media or recent elections, this short history offers a wider lens and a more durable framework. It shows how public opinion, expertise, and free expression evolve together, and why each solution creates new tensions. That combination of breadth and concision makes the book worth buying for anyone seeking a deeper foundation for understanding current debates about truth and democratic governance. If you would like to support Sophia Rosenfeld, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.